Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving our praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. I say hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. It has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, to bring to you His great and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth because Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our lawgiver. He's our judge. And he is our only savior, not just of Israel, of the world. And I thank the mighty Yah, thank the creator for allowing us to come before you once again, bringing you another program of Nothing But the Truth. Last night we dealt with our identity, showing in the scriptures our Hebraic, not only faith, but identity. We are Hebrews. That's who we are. And so, being a Hebrew, the first thing that one must come to the undeniable conclusion, being a Hebrew, is that as a Hebrew, you must walk a certain way. And the Creator only gave us one way to walk, and that is walk before Him and be our perfect. This must be our walk. But as you might know, many of our people are not accustomed to just walking. Our people rather do more talking than walking. Our people more talk rather than action. And the very first thing one must learn to do, you must learn how to walk. I'm going to see this with our fathers. I may add that in our walk, there are certain things that we must learn to know. We must come to know. Because oftentimes, we as a people are knocked off our trail. We knock off the path. Even though the path may be paved with light, for some strange reason, this light is put out. And we find ourselves in darkness. If your walk is good, right, and perfect, then you find that you will still be able to stay on the right path. So let me show you some things that you might be inspired to stop talking. Anytime we go to search certain things, the Creator lets us know emphatically where we all look. I just want you to see this in the book of Isaiah 51. This is what it says. In the book of Isaiah 51, it says in the very first verse, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yah. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. God shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of Yah. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So this is what the Creator has promised those who look unto the rock from whence they are dead. And this is what we have done. This is why we can emphatically tell you that the very first man called a prophet was Abraham. We can emphatically tell you the first man that was told to pray for another man was Abraham. We can emphatically tell you the first man where the scriptures came to a man, or where the word of Yah came to a man in the scriptures. The first man where the scriptures talk about a man having a vision and a dream, Abraham. The first man that was called a Hebrew, Abraham. And the first man, prophet, where the Creator said, look unto him. If you desire to follow after righteousness, again, Abraham. And so, you should be surprised by many quests and many ways that we have chosen to continue to lift up that rock that we might see our direction. Now, this Hebrew, once he was separated from his family, this is what was told. In the book Genesis, the 17th chapter, let us turn there. Genesis 17. What are we discussing tonight? The scripture says, walk before me and be thou perfect. Because oftentimes people are talking and not walking. In other words, they're giving a bunch of excuses. They're giving a bunch of reasons. They're giving a bunch of talk. But how many people do you see just walking the walk? And watch what it says. Genesis 17:1. And when Abel was 90 years old and 9, Yah appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty Elohim. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And of course, being perfect is something that one must learn. Perfection is something you must learn. But in learning these things, you must learn how to do and not just talk. So we're looking at your walk. And you should be looking at your own walk. Every day you get up to walk. But how are you walking? Are you walking in the perfection of Elohim? Now, if you are, or if you desire to, it don't mean that you're not going to have troubles. It don't mean you're not going to, there's not going to be obstacles that try to knock you off the path. It don't mean you're not going to stumble. It means that the path will be paved with gold. But nevertheless, whatever is on that path, still have to make that walk. Why? Because this is the only path to the Most High. There is no other path. All the righteous men knew this. They all knew, first and foremost, they had to, it was essential that they learn how to walk. Just to show you this real quick, in the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter, see, once you really understand who you are, you're Hebrew. And now that you know you're Hebrew, what does it mean to be Hebrew? Well, you have to learn how to walk a certain way. You just can't walk any kind of way as a Hebrew. In the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter, and all the righteous men wasn't Hebrews, but all the righteous men knew how to walk. It says in the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter, starting at the 21st, and Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he begot Methuselah 300 years. And begot son and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Watch what it says. Just reiterate it. Establish the fact. And Enoch walked with Elohim. And he was not. For Elohim took him. And so you have to learn how to walk. And the Almighty every day is looking at your walk. And many people don't understand this walk. But we're going to try to help you tonight. Furthermore, in the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter, and this is what it says. A verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yah. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Elohim. So not only we see Enoch walking with Elohim, Noah walking with Elohim. And of course, the father who we were told to look back at, which was Abraham, walked with the Most High to be perfect. And how are you walking? And what is your walk all about? The scripture says, unless Yah build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. Unless Yah keep the city, he that watcheth it, wake it but in vain. So, whatever your walk is in life, And you got to be walking with the Most High. In the book of Genesis 24, and I'm going to show you what most people, why their walk become shaky. Why oftentimes this walk causes one to get off the path. Turn to the left hand and to the right hand. Why this walk will cause one to even forsake the Most High. This is in Genesis, the 24th chapter. Talking about walking for the Most High. Be perfect. And what is your walk? Seeing that you are a Hebrew. In the book of Genesis 24, I'm going to start reading 37 verse. My master made me swear, saying, speaking of Abraham, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But why? Why? Because a wife is part of your walk. You're going to buy groceries, that's part of your walk. See, you got to walk to these things. You take this job, don't you have to walk to do that? See, you can live life by sitting down. You live life by doing things. And these things that you do will decide the way you walk. That's what it says. Thou shalt go into my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, Yah, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred, and of my father's house. Then thou shalt be clear from this my oath when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. So they knew about this walk and how important this walk was. But we read something here that most people probably didn't pay no attention to. But we're going to read it in another scripture so you can understand what we about to let you know. And this is in the book of Genesis 48. Because at the end of the day, everybody is being judged by their walk. And look what this says. Verse 48 and 11. Now let's just go to the 8th verse. You can see the whole thing. And Israel beheld Yosef's sons. Who are these? And Yosef said unto his father, they are my sons, whom Elohim have given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray them unto me, and I will bless them. The eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I have not thought to see thy face, and lo, Elohim have showed me also thy sin. And Joseph brought them out from before between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wintedly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, Elohim, before whom our fathers, Abraham and Isaac, did walk, the Elohim fed me all my life long unto this day. Because he knew the way in which his fathers had walked. And you must know how your fathers have walked, because it is that walk in which the Creator is looking for you to do. That is the walk. But watch this one little peculiar thing that a lot of people seem not to understand about this walk. And watch what it says. 16th verse. The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lad, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim and displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head, and Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused, no. And said, I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude, a nation. And he blessed them that day, saying, and thee shall Israel bless, saying, Elohim made thee as Ephraim and Manasseh. And he said, Ephraim before Manasseh. And oftentimes, when things are done in this manner, most people don't understand it. They don't see it. As Joseph didn't see this. But the point that I wanted to make with this is that Jacob or Israel made it clear. The angel redeemed him from all evil. And see, in our walk, a lot of times don't understand is that how can you do this walk alone? You ask the average person, well, do you feel like you're walking alone? Do you feel like anybody really with you? Do you feel like everything is just on you? An average person would just be as honest as they can. And they would say, yes, it seemed like I'm all alone. It seemed like I had to do this by myself. But little do they know, you can never, ever get this far in your life by yourself. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. And oftentimes, we don't consider neither. Scriptures say, trust in Yah with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yah and depart from evil. And what I found is that the vast majority of the people, they just do a lot of talking, but little walking. And the more you talk, the more you are considering your walk. And if you consider your walk, then you also consider how you have successfully gone from A to B. And even if it wasn't successful, have you ever considered why it is not seen? And not only is not seen, it is not acknowledged. And watch in the book of Daniel, the third chapter. Because a lot of times we just want to see what we want to see. How can you trust God with all your heart and then lean not to your own understanding? And in all your ways, because all your ways is not good. Acknowledge him. And once you begin to learn to do this, then you will see a different type of walk. In the book of Daniel, the third chapter, I just want you to see this. What are we discussing? The scripture says, walk before me and be thou perfect. Do that if you not focus on the walk. See, you walking, but you're not thinking about it. You find stuff, but you're not thinking about that walk. You're in a relationship, but you're really not thinking about that walk. You have adversity, but you're really not thinking about that walk. Even lying, tipping, gossiping, doing all the kind of things. But really, as you're doing it, slandering, are you thinking about that walk that it takes to do such evil? Likewise, that same walk to do such good. See, oftentimes you're not even thinking about your walk. If you're not thinking about your walk, then how can you walk before Yah and be thou perfect? In the book of Daniel, the third chapter, this is what it says. The 22nd verse. Because the king's commandment was, it was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot. The flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound. They were bound. They were tied up into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. all because they didn't obey the king. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the sun. And did not I tell you, oftentimes we're walking unconsciously. We're not thinking about as our fathers would think. Our fathers knew that someone was walking with them. They felt the presence of someone walking in their walk. Because they knew you can't make this walk without troubles. You can't make this walk without adversity. You can't make this walk without evil. And who will have their back? Who will be on their side? Who will walk with them? Well, once you begin to focus on your walk, there's only one that you with you, and that is the Most High himself. For Yah said, if you with him, he will be with you. And there's no greater thing that you can do than to walk with Elohim. When you walk to your bedroom, who's with you? When you walk to the kitchen, who's with you? When you walk out of the house and then walk back in the house and walk on that job, wherever you walk, who is walking with you? Now, if your walk ain't perfect, think nobody ain't walking with you. Watch this. I want you to see this. Because in this situation, there was someone walking with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And that was one of the sons of Elohim who protected them. As Jacob said, he was protected from all evil. As Abraham said that the angel of Yah went before him, therefore his servant will prosper in his way. So, in all your troubles, who's really walking with you? Still attempting to walk perfect. Watch this in the book of Job. This is why a lot of people complain. And Almighty don't like complaints. All you got to do is look up in the scriptures complaints. And then you'll see how y'all feel about it. But our people complain. And then they wonder why the right one is not walking with them. Watch what it says in the book of Job, the first chapter. And this is what it says in the sixth verse. Now, there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yah, and Satan came also among them. And Yah said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered Yah and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. In other words, who do you think Satan walked with? Since he has the ability to walk up and down in the earth, is he walking with you? Have you embraced him that he see fit to walk with you? Is that who the Most High wants you to walk with? Is that who the Creator inspired you to walk with? And are you walking with him? Furthermore, in the book of Job, the second chapter. Because, see, you can have some good walking with you, as Abraham did, as Isaac did, as Israel did in the walk. Or you can have some bad walking right beside you. Now, you haven't considered it because you busy talking and not walking. You busy walking in an unconscious state instead of in a conscious state. Watch what it says. Job, the second chapter, the first verse. And there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yah. And Satan came also among them to present himself before Yah. Yah said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered Yah and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Now, where do you think he is today? Where do you think he walking right now? Watch this third verse. And Yah said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, perfect, an upright man, one that fears for him, and is sure of evil? And this is all the things that we're supposed to be doing. And still he holds fast his integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. In other words, you try to get me to destroy a man that held fast to his integrity. And what is your integrity? Your integrity demonstrates and tells us how you really walk. It just tells us the naked bone truth. This is how this man walked. He either got integrity or no integrity. And which one do you have? And how will you walk? Since this is the thing that Yah is looking for, this is the thing he commanded Abraham after he was called a Hebrew. Walk before me and be thou perfect. He took him away from all his distractions, his family, his kinfolk, his land. He said, now you don't have no reason not to walk right. Walk before me and be thou purpose. Perfect. What is your reason for not walking right. And oftentimes, it's all because of lack of trust and integrity. Watch what it says in Job 31 so you can understand how you have to see your walk. And watch what Job says in Job 31. In the book of Job 31, this is what it says, starting at the first verse. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of Elohim is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked? And a strange punishment to the works of iniquity? Do not he see my ways and count all my steps? And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Nobody is focusing their walk. If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot have hasted to deceit, let me be weighed even balanced, that Elohim may know my integrity. Because that's how I'm going to know it. If my step have turned out of the way, and my heart walk after my eyes, and if any blot have cleaved to my hands, and let me sow and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. My heart and deceived by a woman, if I've laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is a heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth destruction and would root out all my increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when Elohim riseth up and when he visited? What shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from desire, or I have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or I have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless have not eaten thereof. For from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I've guided her from my mother's womb. If I've seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warm with the fleece of my sheep, if I lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw my help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder blade, my arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from Elohim was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness, I could not endure. If I may gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, Thou art my confidence. If I rejoice because my wealth was great and because my hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart had been secretly enticed or my mouth had kissed my hand, this also were iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the Elohim that is above. If I rejoice at the destruction of him that hated me, but lifted up myself when evil found him, neither have I said from my mouth to sin, wishing a curse to his soul, if the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we hid of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. If I cover my transgressions as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, did I fear a great multitude terrify me, that I kept silence and went not out of the door? Oh, that one will hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that my adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare to him the number of my steps. As a prince would I go near unto him. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, that thistles grow instead of wheat, cockle instead of barley, the words of Job are ended. This is his walk. This is how this man walked. He wasn't a talker. He was a walker. And this man walked in his integrity. This is why in the scriptures it says, order my steps. Let me show you this. Go to the book of Psalm 37 so you can see this. Why? Because the scriptures say, walk before me and be thou perfect. But as we go to walk, we walk in like the walking dead, like zombies, as if we unconscious of what we're doing. No, we got to be very conscious of our walk. We got to count our steps. Watch what the scriptures say. 23rd verse, Psalm 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by Yah, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for Yah upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For Yah loveth judgment. He forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. And while we're in Psalm 37, 34 verse, wait on Yah and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I've seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yet I sought him, but he could not be found. Now watch this 37th verse. Mark the perfect man. And ain't that what we're talking about? For the scripture says, walk before me and be thou perfect. Mark the perfect man and behold upright. For the end of that man is peace. And that's how you can tell a perfect man. Because a perfect man, this is what he yields in the end, peace. Because he's constantly trying to bring comfort to others. He's not stressing others by his walk. Your walk should be a light and an example and comfort and peace to others. But if your walk bring sadness, stress, madness, hatred to other people, why are you looking at them? It's not them that you should concern yourself with. It is yourself. Because this is not the walk of perfect. King David wrote this, and I can understand this. Watch it. Kings, the 9th chapter. Think about your walk. Are you bringing peace, gladness, joy, comfort to other people? Or is your walk bringing anger, regret, and the shaking of the head to those that are around you? In the book of 1 Kings, the 9th chapter, watch what it says. First verse. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yah, king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that Yah appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him in Gibeah. And Yah said unto him, I've heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I've hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever. and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou will walk before me as David thy father walked, in the integrity of his heart and his uprightness, to do according to all that I commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, I promise, to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. And here it is. David was the standard bearer of how to walk before the Most High. No wonder all over the scriptures it states that the son of Jesse will be the inside, will be the standard, because he is the standard on how one is to walk. Watch this in the book of 1 Kings, 3rd chapter. And I know the vast majority of people want to look at his faults. And you can. You can look at them all day long. But then as soon as you get finished looking at David's fault, then look in the mirror and look at your own and ask yourself, have you walked like David? And watch what it says. First Kings, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse. That's what he told us, David's son. And if thou walk in my ways to keep my statutes, my covenant, commandments, as thy father David did walk. Because this is just all about your walk. Then I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of Yah and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. This was a dream. Watch the 6th verse in the same chapter. Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked for thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as is this day. We have to learn how to walk. But once you begin to learn how to walk, how can you walk anywhere to do anything with closed eyes? And many of our people, their eyes are closed. They think they're walking alone. And as I told you before, whether it be good or whether it be evil, there's somebody walking with you, and you just don't see it. But you can see if you learn how to walk. And right now, the walk of the people have become a state of unconsciousness. You're walking, doing a lot of talking, and don't know what path you on. Now watch this in the book of Numbers. Numbers 22. Hebrews are not like everybody else. You got to learn how to walk perfectly. That's the path in which you are called to walk. In the book of Numbers 22. And Elohim's anger was kindled because he went. And this talking about Balaam. And he went to Balak. And the Almighty told him not to go, lest they come to him. But no, he wanted to go to them. And this is what he began to do. And the angel of Yah stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now, and because he was unconscious to this fact, a lot of times you have an adversary standing in your way, but you're going to go right through that adversary. Don't realize you're on a path of destruction. Don't realize you're on a path to your death. And watch what happens. And the angel of Yah stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now was riding upon his ass. And his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of Yah standing in the way. And his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way. And went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of Yah stood in the path of the vineyards, a wall being on the side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of Yah, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. And the angel of Yah went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of Yah, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And Yah opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, "What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?" And Balaam said unto the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there." In other words, he said, "I wish there was a sword in my hand, but now I would kill thee." And the ass said unto Balaam, "Am I not thy ass upon which thou hast ridden? Ever since I was dying unto this day, was I ever wont to do so unto thee?" And he said, "No." Then Yah opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of Yah standing in the way, his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed out his head and fell flat on his face. Angel of Yah said unto him, "Wherefore hast thou smitten thy ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of Yah, I've seen, for I knew not that thou stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. In other words, he let the angel know, I didn't know. Yes, you didn't know. Because your walk was perverse. Yes, you didn't know. Because your walk was unconscious. Yea, you didn't know. Because you had no intentions. The adversity, just like you must consider the good. And we're walking, but we're walking unconsciously. And the walk is not always good. It's not always perfect. And many times it is perverse. And ask yourself, who's walking with you? Because at the end of the day, Balaam didn't know until his eyes was open. And not only Balaam, go to the book of 2 Kings. And ask yourself, is your eyes open? Are you conscious? Thinking about your walk. Thinking about the things that you would do. Thinking about the very things in your very life that you every single day. Who's with you? In the book of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, and this is what it says. And I'll read, starting at the 15th verse. And this is what it says. And when the servant, the man of Elohim, was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? It is, they encamped in the Syrian army is all around them to kill them. And this is what the answer was, 16 verse. And he answered, he that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Yah, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And Yah opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses, chariots of fire round about Elisha. And oftentimes our eyes are not open, even though we are walking. And our eyes must be open. And we're not considering. We're not thinking about it. We're not conscious of our walk. Even though this is the law. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. How can you do this and you have nobody with you? How can you have success without the Most High? Look at Deuteronomy 18 chapter. Watch what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. When thou art coming to the land of which Adelim giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yah. And because of these abominations, Yah thy Elohim do drive them out from before thee. And watch the 13th verse. Thou shall be perfect with Yah Elohim. That's the law. For these nations thou shalt possess. Hearken unto observer of times, unto diviners. But as for thee, Yah thy Elohim have not suffered thee so to do. See, by law we must be perfect. And what do it mean? What was Yah telling our fathers when he said, walk before me and be thou perfect? What was Yah telling us? He said, thou shalt be perfect. Why does it seem as though Yah be perfect? And if we can be perfect, and Yah knew we can be perfect, then why? What's our problem? Why is this our walk? Well, little do people know, the word perfect just means wholehearted, sincere. Yah wants your whole heart. And he wants you to walk in a manner that your heart is totally with him. And you're totally sincere about the things that you would do. Because integrity of heart enables you to be perfect. Watch what it says. In the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter. See, once you begin to learn who you are, you're Hebrew. Israel is your name. Now that you know these truths, now, what you have to concern yourself with at this time, at this moment, at this day, is how you're going to walk. Even you yourself is tired of all the talk. So what do you think Yah is tired of? And what do you think he's looking for? And let me tell you, somebody who is willing, ready to walk the walk. This is what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter, the 7th verse. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are best after him. Because that's what is a just man? A just man is a perfect man. And he walks in his integrity. One more scripture on this. In the book of Psalms, Psalms 26. In the book of Psalms 26, this is what it says. The first verse. Judge me, O Yah, for I have walked my integrity. I have trusted also in Yah. Therefore, I slide. Examine me, O Yah. Prove me, which means test me. Try my reins in my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I walk in thy truth. How are you going to walk? In what way will you walk? And who's walking with you? How can you do anything alone? Nobody is with you. Nobody's helping you. Nobody is beside you or before you or behind you. Who was with you before you woke up? And who is with you when you lay down? Who is with you when you go out? And who is with you when you come in? Have you not considered these things? And if you have, and if it be so, then why would you walk any other way but perfectly? Last scripture, the book of Isaiah 43. And this is what it says. First two verses. But now thus says Yah, that created thee, O Yaakov, and he that formed thee, O Yisrael, fear not, for I formed thee, for I redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Watch what it says. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yah thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I've loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, created him for my glory, I formed him, yea, I made him. So, my beautiful brothers and sisters, you know, have to be alone. Because you're not alone. You just have to open up your eyes. You have to decide the path in which you will walk. It is only one path to choose. Because you're Hebrew. And Hebrews are called to walk perfectly. And don't let the obstacles, the darkness, the troubles, the adversary that's in the way distract you and knock you off that path. Because that path leads to the Most High. And He will not forsake you. And He will not leave you alone. So until tomorrow, y'all love you. And so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, He always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and He'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.